Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But the United Nations Human Rights Council is calling for a boycott on U.S. companies that are doing business with Israel.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, how many times are we saying that it's unbelievable?
I know. I just get amazed every day.
And when people watch the United Nations, they envision it sitting on some Greek hill somewhere next to a Parthenon. It's in New York. It's in New York. It's right there in New York City.
Yep.
And so when you see the United Nations Human Rights Council calls for a boycott of U.S. companies, they're doing business with Israel, we should call for a boycott to the United Nations. Say, get the heck out of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we apologize. Sorry. It was an interesting concept. You call it isolationism, whatever. We're going to call it survival and honoring God and rid ourselves of this thing called the United Nations before it rids the earth of the Jews and the Christians.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. You're in the United States. You're living off mostly American money. But yeah, we did borrow that money, but we borrowed it in our name from China. But if we did, it's our loan.
That's right.
They just, you know, co-signed with us. either way, you have no get what in the church needs to understand that we can't sit back and just let this happen. That's serious stuff. There's people that will buy into that because so many businesses turn because their fear of loss of money and because. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you who owns American businesses. And I'm fixing to uncover a secret right here. You know, most small businesses, they're the biggest employers in America. I think they employ like 80% of the people or something. But these big conglomerates, that they're puppets. They hire these CEOs the way that traditional churches hire pastors. They get upset when they get a new one in. That's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, unless they're with the board. Yeah, we do it in a very political way. But it's your neighbor. It's your 401k, sir.
Yeah.
It's your 401k, ma'am. It's the stockholders. And the CEOs know that you're going to fire them if your bottom line changes. And so you say, we want bigger dividends. We want bigger dividends. We want more money each month from our investment from the stock that we purchased in your company. And so the CEO that just got been there 6 months and the board, they realize that they serve at your mercy, sir, at your mercy, ma'am. And so you have people that are talking against big business, and they don't even know it's their next door neighbor who voted at a board meeting. As a stockholders meeting that forced that CEO to not do business with Israel so that their bottom line would be bigger. And so everybody focuses on Wall Street and they start focusing on these big fat cat CEOs, but they're pawns. They're hirelings. They get hired. They're smart people, obviously, because they run such a big industry, but they actually work at the mercies of the stockholders and the stockholders are your neighbors. It might be you. And of course, it may take, you know, 100 years to educate America to understand that. But you know what? God knows. God knows that you pressed that company to make more money, and they knew that they would lose their job, and you knew that they feared losing their job. So they started making decisions like, let's not bring Jesus up anymore in the workplace here because it's going to cause people to boycott us. And if they boycott us, we'll lose 10% of our business base, and they'll replace me as the board. They'll replace me as the CEO. It's all tied together. And understand this. Every CEO is paid a salary. And if they really want a good one, they'll give them some stock as well. So they can have some say-so with you, Mr. Stockholder and Mrs. Stockholder. So the Occupy Wall Street, the reason why that, you know, prophetically it said that they'll begin to go to the homes of the stockholders and all, because that's who actually owns these businesses.
That's right.
And so when you're saying we disguise it by calling it retirement plan. You know, some guy, this one commercial says, I've realized I need $30 million to retire or something. It's like,
$30 million.
Oh, some huge multi-million dollar retirement plan. And it's like, that's going to be made on the backs of multiple CEOs and different boards, and it's going to be determined based on the stockholders' meetings and how you're going to vote.
That's mm-hmm. right. You can see how susceptible those CEOs are. They get traded in and out like every year.
Right.
Every year.
But are they not blaming? And the church is like, are you really going to blame your pastor that you hired, that you criticized, that you didn't support, and you were in rebellion against God while he or she was there? And you're going to blame all that on him or her? Mm. Let me tell you, you can say what you want to, and that's what happened to Jeremiah, but God knew exactly what was going on. Listen, we're held individually accountable before God with our decisions, and as an American, understand that politicians are just doing what their constituents want.
Mm-hmm.
All right. CEOs are politicians. They have to satisfy at least 51% of the stockholders.
Mm.
You know, 'cause they get a salary. And board members know that they could lose their position at any moment. Mm-hmm. But you, Mr. Stockholder, unless you choose to sell your stock, you're in control.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm thinking in my own heart that this thing's going to be a while to get that, you know, we're going to have to go through some real tough times.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And somebody says, well, I'm going to lose my retirement. Well, if you've put your CEO's foot to the fire and you allowed a business to be a part of a business that said the UN begins to, say, boycott U.S. companies that do business with Israel, and you didn't say anything about it, or they started removing Jesus out of their culture because, hey, it wasn't politically correct.
Right.
And now you're going to say, oh, my retirement. It's like, ma'am, sir, you're about to lose everything.
Right.
You're about to, because you put your trust in money. You chose to serve money instead mm-hmm. of God. Every decision was based off your God money instead of God.
Mm.
And it's really weird because, you know, Alan Barton was saying this, was that if you focus on prosperity instead of righteousness, you lose prosperity, and of course you mm-hmm. lose righteousness. But you focus on righteousness because the Word of God says, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
mm-hmm.
and all these things will be added to you. So if you focus on doing things right, then God adds prosperity. You'll lose the prosperity, America, if we focus on prosperity instead of the God who gives us the ability to prosper. So right now, that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's
righteousness exaltation.
Exactly. And so here we are now. Everybody is and undecided voters. That's a whole nother segment.
Really?
That's right.
Well, you know, undecided.
What's in it for me? That's what boils down to it.
Yeah.
And what the real, I guess the biggest thing is, you really think they're going to tell you something that's going to, you know.
Yeah.
And so, understand these things are connected. You know, the ankle bone's connected to the leg bone, the leg bone's connected to the hip bone's connected to the back bone. It's all connected. Now, men don't see the connection. They kind of look at the outside of the body and they don't realize. But let me tell you something. God sees the connection. And if you are a voting member of your company that you own as a stockholder, and you say nothing about God, and you complain about your returns, and you see where they're compromising God's principles for your dollar, mm-hmm. for your retirement. Mm. Hello, it's not going to be good.
Right.
It's not going to be good. But if you stand up for what's right and say, listen, I believe if we focus on righteousness, we run this company right, and we honor Israel, we bless Israel, we stand with Israel, we don't apologize for Jesus, and we allow Christians to worship God freely, then we will benefit. We will benefit from that. And choose righteous leaders to be able to do that, and not the ones that are manipulating and all that kind of stuff. Then God will bless us as a company.
Mm, absolutely,
right.
Truett Caffey is a good example with Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, you have to understand this too. A lot of people think, well, I'm just going to bring Jesus up at the workplace. He works his butt off. He always works his butt off. It's a hard working. It's an excellent company, but at the same time, they do it under the name of Jesus and honoring God and just mm-hmm. live out the values.
Well, another company like that was Hobby Lobby, that the owner was started to close on Sundays and started doing different things like that, just honoring God. And when he did that, God just truly blessed his company. You know, and then what he wanted to do was, you know, provide a place where his employees can have time to seek God on, you know, on their own and not have to choose between working and doing stuff like that.
Yeah, and also now the owner of Hobby Lobby has a museum for the Bible. Yes, he's coming, bringing all this whole, to be able to honor God's word, to bring make sure we don't lose the word of God. He actually has a museum he's put together for the Bible and for the word of God. It's so important. You would never think, Pat, that we've just been blessed so long that you forget about how things got here. And the truth is, the enemy would love to take away the Bible.
I know.
I mean, 17-19% are reading it. I mean, you take it away, and you lose that part.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God and the things that take place. And so it's so important to remember. I like what Glenn Beck. He's a good American.
All right.
And but he's focusing on trying to grab everything he can to make sure we don't forget where we came from. Well, that seems kind of crazy unless you think people are trying to rewrite our history.
Right.
You think about Alan Barton. Alan Barton is trying to grab everything he can to help us remember where we came from because they're trying to rewrite history. He came under major assault. Alan Barton with Walbos came under major assault just wanting to remember where we came from, and the prayer, and the first Bible ever printed in America was printed by the Congress, and and National Days of Prayer, and sermons were preached in Congress. And it was just President Garfield was a minister himself in the Second Great Awakening, and different. Just it's like we got to remember this because if we forget where we came from, we'll go back and learn the lessons of our past. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.